I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. A special session to discuss jobs could still be in the cards for the Alabama legislature. Governor Robert Bentley says the state is coming close to the $750 million cap it set for itself in the year 2000 for economic development. The governor says it's nice to land large companies, but there are others he wants to attract to the state as well.
If we bring a company in like Airbus, we want the suppliers to be in Alabama. We don't want them to go to Georgia and Florida. That's most of your new job. And so we want those suppliers to be here.
Bentley says he will only call a special session if he has a consensus from the legislative leadership and a clear plan for the session. Also, we'd like to thank WVUA-TV for their production assistance. A half dozen college students from Alabama will have to wait a bit longer to return home due to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The students from Tuskegee University are in Liberia for a study abroad program. Edward Brown is chief of staff for the president of Tuskegee University. He says the students will now fly out of Africa August 17th after British Airways canceled all flights in and out of Monrovia, Liberia.
Of course, not only are our students impacted, but other persons that were utilizing British Airways are impacted. And so when they met with the U.S. Embassy and British Airways, this was the earliest date that the students were able to secure in terms of returning back to the United States because all the flights are full as a result of those cancellations.
Brown says the students are in contact with the university and are in good spirits. The students from Tuskegee were in Liberia this summer, serving as mentors at African Methodist Episcopal University in Monrovia. And the Mercedes-Benz car factory in Alabama says it's working with health officials and contacting employees after a worker was discovered with an active case of tuberculosis. The Alabama Department of Public Health says a worker at the plant in Vance had tested positive for the infectious pulmonary disease. The factory has about 3,400 employees, and the company isn't saying where the infected person works. But Mercedes says it's notifying all employees about the discovery. It says it's working with health officials as they screen people who might have been exposed. Tuberculosis is an airborne disease that can be fatal if left untreated. Now, for a look at the forecast this weekend, here's Peter Crank.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely this afternoon to this evening, especially for areas north of I-20. Although the entire state has a fair chance for getting these thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening, they could linger, especially any of the stronger ones could last into the overnight hours as well. Low temperatures tonight will be in those lower 70s. Once again, very mild and humid conditions for us with partly cloudy skies. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.